From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what's going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
And the fact is that what Donald Trump said yesterday disqualifies him from serving as president.
In the U.S., Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21 in the U.S. state of California practiced shooting before the attack and had been radicalized for some time. Federal officials say Tashin Malik pledged allegiance to an IS militant leader in a Facebook post, and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, had contact with individuals linked to terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful that talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius.
The applicant is released on bail of 10,000 rand. Accused submit to the house arrest.
The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while he awaits a new sentencing. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say government troops have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters. IS forces seized the city earlier this year. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces. Fighting erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday when a group of at least 9 Taliban suicide bombers attacked the airport in Kandahar. Regional Corps Commander General Daoud Shah Wafadar told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack. He said a bodyguard was killed and another wounded. Representatives of Asian and other countries have gathered in Pakistan before a regional ministerial conference on Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan is hosting Wednesday's annual meeting of the so-called Heart of Asia process, which will be jointly inaugurated by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Members and supporting countries, as well as organizations at the meeting, will discuss ways to shore up regional counterterrorism and economic cooperation in war-torn Afghanistan. In preliminary discussions Tuesday, Afghan Deputy Foreign Minister Hekmat Khalil Karzai called for united actions against the evil of militancy that he said threatens the world. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers that the United States will never recognize what he called Russia's attempt to annex Crimea.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
The remark incited a standing ovation from the country's parliament. Speaking on the conflict in eastern Ukraine, Biden assured lawmakers in Ukraine of continued U.S. support. He called on Russia to comply with the Minsk ceasefire agreement. Schoolchildren in Beijing stayed home and commuters exchanged their cars for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Residents wore protective masks as they walked through the thick haze that surrounded Beijing's skyline. Beijing authorities issued the red alert Monday after reading showed levels of dangerous microscopic particles called PM2.5 well above the 25 milligrams per cubic meter recommended by the World Health Organization. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has taken the U.S. administration's criticism of climate change doubters to a new level, labeling those who reject mainstream climate science as insane. The top U.S. diplomat made the remark while speaking at a meeting of the U.N. Foundation on the World's Oceans in Paris, where U.N. climate talks are in their second and final week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.